With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
Oh, don't let it be Derek Anderson time. You know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
Jake Del Hunt.
Well,
not quite sure how, but right. Okay.
Maybe because they look alike. I don't know.
Del Hunt was, yeah. Mean? He should have won a Super Bowl, man.
Mm-hmm.
They had it going.
Jake Del Hunt?
Well, I mean, he hit Mushin Muhammad or Steve Smith on the corner. Remember when Mushin Muhammad used to put the football between his legs?
You can't differentiate between.
Because they both had a touchdown in the game, okay? The tying touchdown that I was referring to?
Ricky Prohl.
The white guy is the one who scored it.
That's it. Well, that's just you being racist.
Which just proves I'm colorblind.
That's it. Yeah,
that's
That's exactly what that proves.
That's exactly right.
Color.
You've evolved.
You're woke.
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, welcome into the program. Don't forget, Tyler White's going to join us here in the next segment. Then we got Think Tank, and then, of course, we will take a trip around the National Football League as we do each and every day. You teased before the break, Landry Locker.
Best tease of the year.
Eli is on the move.
Best tease of the year.
Eli is leaving the Big Apple. There's been speculation over if Eli would be traded or not. A lot of people think that he's been somewhat of a disappointment the last couple years.
Best days are behind him.
But it's official. The New York Giants have traded.
Going home, by the way. Going home to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
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 They have traded Eli Apple for a fourth and seventh round pick.
Oh. It is the best tease of the year.
Eli going to the New Orleans Saints. Real quick. Even if Eli Manning was traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars, are we convinced as crappy? I mean, he can't
I don't think he's much better.
No. Because here's the deal.
He still can't move any faster.
If he can't complete passes to Odell Beckham Jr., although Odell had his best night of the season yesterday, mm-hmm. He's got Sterling Shepard, he's got Evan Ingram, although he's been banged up, and you've got Odell Beckham Jr. If you can't get passes completed to those guys, mm-hmm. How are you going to get passes completed to insert Turd Ferguson here, Cole Kublai Khan, or whatever the hell his name is, Kubel Cole, or whoever it is?
Right.
Over there with who have dropped more passes than they have anything else over there in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. What makes us think that he's going to suddenly become better?
Won't. He wouldn't.
No. Eli Manning is not the answer. Tyrod Taylor, maybe.
I would take Tyrod Taylor.
He can't be worse than Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. Although, again, I do believe, and I'm maintaining this, Blake Bortles, we will have about, I'm going to guess.
Just abort, dude.
I'm not naming him the starter again, first of all.
No. Book this down. Mark it down. Go ahead and run on this, and then save this cut. Blake Bortles in like 2 to 3 years, maybe 2 to 4, we're going to be watching Sunday NFL Countdown or an NFL morning show on a Sunday, and it's going to have Blake Bortles. He's going to be with another team, and they're going to be talking about how he's got a team in playoff contention mm-hmm. and how he's risen from the dead after his awful start in Jacksonville, and now he's going to be an above-average quarterback for a time, for another football team. Book it, mark it down.
All right.
What football? It depends on the football team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah. I mean, it'll be with the, I'm telling you, it'll be with a coach who gets the most out of him. That's all I'm saying. There's just something about it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just mark it down.
Okay.
Somebody else said
what? Was he 3 overall?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody saw something in him.
Yeah.
You know?
2014.
Because it wasn't just the Jaguars that had him rated high.
Right. He would have been a top 10 pick that year, even if the Jaguars hadn't taken him number 3. So, again, I'm sticking that. That's my prediction. Right. I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm. That 2014 draft class, huh? Who was number 2 that year after our boy Jadeveon? Jadeveon was 1. You had our boy Khalil Mack, number 5.
Yeah,
and then
Mack was 5.
Aaron Donald was number 14. Who was it?
The second pick in that draft was Greg Robinson, offensive tackle from Auburn.
Okay.
Bust. Ooh. Third pick, Blake Bortles. Fourth pick, Sammy Watkins. Bust. Khalil Mack, great. Jake Matthews to the Falcons, good. Mike Evans, good. Justin Gilbert sucked.
Yeah.
Anthony Barr.
He's out of the league, isn't he?
Okay, yeah, he's not even in the league, I don't think, unless he's like, he was with Pittsburgh last year, but I don't know. Eric Ebron at 10, good luck with that one. Taylor Lewan to the Titans, good pick.
Solid.
Beckham, solid pick. Aaron Donald probably should have been the first pick in the draft. And then Ryan Shazier and Zach Martin, CJ Mosley, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good draft.
Not bad. Not bad, my friends. Not bad. All right, so 713-572-4610. We've thrown it out there to you guys. John McClain's not sure, because the thing is, we don't know about Brian Gain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we don't know what kind of his modus operandi is for making trades at the trade deadline, because again, it's kind of a, it's still kind of a newfound deal with the NFL that we're actually having legitimate conversation about teams making trades at the deadline. I feel like 5 years ago at this time, we wouldn't even been discussing the trade deadline. It was kind of a formality, if anything else.
Right.
But now teams will make actual NFL trades.
Well, the good thing about this, and if you are a Texans fan and you're holding on to the pipe dream that Patrick Peterson could come here, I know McClain hiked his leg on it, but McClain has been wrong before.
Sure.
If you're holding on to that pipe dream, Patrick Peterson's ideal destination and the one that a lot of people in his camp leaked out was the Saints. And with the Saints trading for another corner, you got to think the possibility of that happening is not going to happen. So that eliminates a team that would also be trying to get his services.
It does. Let me ask you this. How much more interested are you in Patrick Peterson if the Jacksonville Jaguars trade for Derek Carr?
My interest in Patrick Peterson is there regardless. So it wouldn't,
but
that wouldn't impact it at all.
I mean,
are you talking about now as the Texans as a team?
Yes. What if the Raiders, and it's pretty obvious now, they're just in full, we're going to start from the ground up. We're building for Las Vegas. They've already gotten rid of two of their best players. They get rid of their quarterback, who apparently, allegedly, maybe not, has some sort of friction with them anyway. The Jaguars have to be at the top of the list.
He was crying in a game. I mean, what did he say?
He said no. He said he wasn't crying. Never has.
No, he was clearly crying.
No,
I'm not disagreeing with you guys.
That was a crying face.
I'm just saying according to him.
Now, it may be semantics for him, because in his mind, there were no tears coming out of his face, so he felt like, no, I wasn't crying. I just had a really sad face on my face. But no, he's crying. You have to let him go just because of that. Time to move on.
Let's say they're selling out. They're selling everything. And the Jacksonville Jaguars acquired
Derek
Carr.
You said he's got 2 years left, including this year or 2 years after this year as well?
Patrick, I think Patrick has two after this.
See, I think if he's got 2 years after this year, so essentially you're getting him for the next 2.5 years, all right? That would buy, because he's 28 years old, if I'm not mistaken? He's never missed a game in his NFL career. He's one of like three players in the history of defensive players to make the Pro Bowl from the cornerback spot his first 7 years in the National Football
League. 2 years after this.
Okay.
So you know how much this guy makes?
$9 million.
He's going to make $11 million next year and $12 million the year after. So all these people that are in love with the first-round pick, you getting to pay – mediocre corners make that kind of money. If you get to pay Patrick Peterson $11 million and $12 million for the next 2 years, while Deshaun Watson's on his rookie deal, I'll also add that
which
to the equation.
Which makes a big difference.
And you can still overpay other guys. You have to at least make this phone call and consider it.
Because
they're going to be looking for – let's just pretend that the Texans season ends right now. And we're doing a show the day after the Texans lost. Let's say they got in the playoffs and they got crushed in the first round.
Right.
What do you think we're sitting here saying if we're listing the positions of need for the Houston Texans? Offensive line is obvious. Corner comes right after that, right?
No doubt.
So if you need that, and you're probably going to have to pay a cornerback to come here, you're going to have to cross your fingers that a rookie cornerback, Eli Apple was a first-round pick 3 years ago, and he's already been traded.
And you can lock him up for 2 years minimum.
So there's no guarantee there. There's no guarantee that a corner in the draft is going to come be good because they flop all the time.
Right.
Why would you not want Patrick Peterson for 2 years?
By the way, you know what they're paying your boy Aaron Colvin this year?
What is that?
10.7.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. And now, you can move him in the slot.
Yeah, which is where he's supposed to be anyway. So now, mind you, he will be making his salary does go down to 7.5 or 7.775 over the next 3 years, but still, that's the point. So no, if you can get a guy who's been remarkably durable. All right. I mean, and again, this dude has not missed a game he's played 118 games during his career so far for the Arizona Cardinals. You've got the familiarity. Honey Badger's already tweeted at him.
Oh,
yeah, did yesterday. He said, bring it, PP.
What did
he say? What did he say exactly? It was
his Twitter handle's at P2. If I'm not mistaken, yeah. Is at P2. How's that for a short Twitter handle? At P2.
P squared, man.
That's simple as you get.
And he's the right kind of guy, too. Patrick Peterson, he was a big reason that the Honey Badger coming into college was able to, find his way in the NFL and grow into a man, because he was basically Honey Badger's mentor because he went to LSU before him. They've always liked each other, but we talk about the Texans and how they want the right kind of guy and all this. Patrick Peterson is the right kind of guy.
And he's all about that candy paint, too. There you go.
Yeah.
And he's all about that candy paint because he's got
that one's over my head. I'm not gonna lie.
What'd he say?
Come through five. What does that mean?
Because when is number at LSU number five?
Oh, there you go.
Or am I wrong? Am I wrong about that?
Let's not screw this up like we screwed up the Wraith tweet when we looked as.
I feel like we should be hitting a race card button right now. I feel like we're doing something.
No, five makes sense. That's probably
he was number seven. Damn.
So what does come through five mean?
Wait a minute. I thought Tyrann Mathieu was number seven.
So was Patrick. I think Tyrann wore it because of him.
Am I missing some kind of...
Well, if you look... Well, no, five and seven or nine. Well, kind of close on that. Maybe that was the wrong button.
Like I said, I feel like we're doing something...
Did he spell it out?
No, the number five. Look. Come through five at P2.
Come through five at P2.
What does this mean?
I don't think we're cool enough. Nobody in this room is cool enough.
Nobody knows. Figgy, do you know?
There we go, race card.
Come in here, please.
What does it mean?
Figgy, come in here and help us.
What does it mean? God, we look white right now.
Figgy, do you know? That's like me about talking about greens.
At least he knew. At least he freaking knew.
Come through five.
You asked him everything. Hey, what was that Coolio song called in the 90s?
You didn't eat, right, Figgy? You know what it's like not eating.
What does come through five mean, Figgy?
So I didn't want to think too much on this, but five is it's kind of like a gang blood term.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a slang word for like
come through blood, come through cuz.
Like cuz.
Yeah. Said what up, cuz.
Yeah.
Said come through five. Not saying he in the gang or nothing, but
that's not saying he's not.
So is that a blood or a crip thing?
That's
the five.
A blood thing. Five.
Oh, okay. So is PP
I'm
a blood?
I'm more of a blood guy myself.
I'm gonna crip walk if I do anything.
I'm not trying to say he in the gang or nothing, but that's what I thought. Man,
what are you? What are you? Oh, you're neither one. I know what you are.
maybe me and Pavetex Rob have something in common.
That's it. It's all them MS-13s we've been hearing about. It's all them MS-13s we heard about. Watch out now.
The answer is no.
Yeah, more of a
okay. Blood. Okay, all right. Well, at least.
Not sure how I feel about that.
I don't care. Listen, if
I'm
he gets
offended.
Him, whatever he gets, him, whatever it takes to get him over here, right?
I'm offended.
I am on Urban Dictionary as we speak.
Okay, read it.
Okay.
I am on Urban
What's
Dictionary.
It say about five?
And it says?
It says come through. I'm trying to find come through hold on. Five.
Yeah, hold what on. If Figgy just made
What's
that
the
up?
Line?
What if Figgy just made that up? We are like, so, that was his nickname.
We are so not cool
oh,
right
here
now.
We go. Five is a New Orleans, Louisiana thing. Boom, there you go. All right, makes sense.
Is that has something to do with their zip code or something? I mean, area code, whatever?
And I'm just going off with somebody just texted that in, said that. Somebody just said that.
I don't
that.
Know if that's for sure.
Hey, listen.
Is Honey Badger available today?
I'll take it.
That should be our first question. What does come through five mean?
Listen, if we don't know, you know who would? Tyler White. He's joining us next.
No,
make sure you stick around.
Won't.
No, of course, I'll have no idea what that means, but it'd be funny if he did.
Ask him. I dare you to make that your first question.
Of course I'm going to ask him.
I dare you to make that your first question.
You're going to embarrass us.
Well, should I ask him how he did at the plate during the ALCS?
Yeah, sure.
Now you're just being mean. Now you're just being mean, Freddie.
Here's the top three questions we can ask Tyler White. A, what happened at the plate? B, who's your cell carrier? C, what does come through five mean? Uh-oh, hold on.
Hold on, we got Pavetex. Pavetex knows. He's been to jail. Go ahead, Pavetex.
Man, what it do, boys? Y'all boys need some gang affiliation.
We need some gang 101, please.
Hey, man, that come through five is that NO, bro, but that is the Bloods, though, too. They come through five. That's all New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that a lot when they came through on Greens Point 5-6, baby, when the flood came. You know what I'm saying?
Enough said. Actually,
the street cred of Pavetex is through the roof.
Well, and one of our diehard loopholes and reformed convict, Ryan, just texted and said Figgy spot on. So there you go.
So
there you have it.
So come,
there you have it. Come through
people.
Five.
Come
on.
Come with your people.
Come on in. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's
I'm going to start using that. I'm going to start saying that. That's a thing now for me.
Let us know how that works for you, okay?
I will. Let
us know. Number five.
Let us know how that works for you. No, I don't. I don't think. Well, it depends on who you say it to. Depends. Will he get killed saying it?
You better watch who you say it to. I want to get
that's
you
fair.
Killed.
He is wearing a blue shirt right
you
now.
Say it around here.
Yeah. Thanks for having my back.
Yeah. Don't go out in those streets.
But could he get away with it in the mean streets of Humble saying that?
Well, I don't know. There's some.
As long as he ain't wearing blue.
Yeah. So wearing that shirt right now, don't do it. All right. That's Landlock. That is.
I think
John.
We accomplished something today.
We absolutely. Well, hopefully you don't get shot at some point. That's Figgy Fig. We all learned something new today. Coming up next, Tyler White joins us, courtesy of Mack Hike Chevy. What has he been doing since that ill-fated Game 5? Lots to get to, and what's he plan on doing during the offseason, and what the hell went wrong? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Tyler White joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.